This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever read Psalm 119 slowly and prayerfully? When I did this, I found what is said in verses 33 through 40 resonated with my experience. Let's together study this section, which describes the struggle we will likely face as we try to grow in our Christian life. Beginning at verse 33, the psalmist says that he wants God to teach him his word, with the promise that if he does, he will follow it. Then he realizes it would be helpful if God would give him understanding, affirming again his commitment to obey it wholeheartedly. In verse 35, however, he implies that knowing God's word is not enough. He desires to obey it and asks God to direct him in the path of his commands. Even that isn't enough when he is honest with himself. So in verse 36, he asks God to turn his heart toward God's statutes and not toward selfish gain. Then he acknowledges another problem, distraction. So he prays, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things." With his mind and heart in focus, he asks God in verse 38, "Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared." Then he remembers, if God is working in and through my life, others might not appreciate it and even oppose it. This could be embarrassing, so he prays, "Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good." He concludes, "I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness." Do you relate to this stretching, struggling growth journey? I do. If you do, you understand how important it is to meditate on God's Word day and night.